With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. John Bishop.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfucked Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. I'm laughing because I fucking know. I know what your week's been like. I know what the last few weeks have been like. If you've been participating in our summer of getting shit done, if you haven't, if you're just listening and doing the same old shit, then, you know, at some point in the next weeks and months, you're going to be sending me a fucking email with the major problems you've got in your life. You'll notice I'm not doing any questions from the nation right now because I'm devoting the months of June and the months of July to this thing called getting shit done. Because, you know, my assertion is that there's a lot of shit in our lives that needs to get done. And I don't know many podcasts that are going to walk you through this week to week to week. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that would try and come up with some way to fucking charge you money for it or something. I'm giving it to you for fucking free. A lot of what I'm doing here, by the way, I did a course on this a number of years ago, and I had this very select group of about 300 people on it. And I might do it again, but it would be a lot shorter if I was going to do it again. It'd be like a 90-day thing. But we had these live fucking broadcasts with me and these folks, and we worked our way through things. I took their questions and we took a deep dive into all the shit in the life that they just tolerate. And it was very, very powerful. And I know there are some listeners to the nation who were part of that kind of beta program that I put together. And they would tell you it was fucking awesome, right? And I know many of them produced outstanding results. And from time to time, I'll get an email from one or two of them to say, well, when are we going to do that fucking course again? Well, we're not doing it again, but I'm going to give you the real like power from that course and the podcast for the coming weeks and months. So week one here of the summer of getting your shit done, we dealt with this thing called the don't want to do list. Week two is for you to go around your home and you really handle and you see like, okay, what am I tolerating about this house? What are the things that don't work that I'm pretending I can handle? The kind of things that, you know, like, oh, I'll get to it. You know, it's fine. It's fine for now. Things that are broken down, things that need replaced, things that need cleared and cleaned up, things that need squared away. And I told you to make a list. Last week, we talked about two things. We talked about compiling a kind of breakdown of that initial list made up of things that are easy to do, things that are doable, and things that you don't want to do. Because as we talked about previously, your to-do list invariably becomes a don't want to fucking do list, right? Which just gets bigger and bigger and more burdensome and stresses you the fuck out. So what about de-stressing? What about peace of mind? What about being accomplished and being productive and taking our life up a notch or 23, okay? So last week I told you to split that list up and to come up with this kind of item. I'm expecting you'll come up with several items here, but one item would be made up of something that's easy to do, something that's doable, and something that you don't want to do. That's one item. And I asked you to kind of attack your calendar. Start to look at your calendar as the place where you will be handling your future. You see, it's about getting it out of your head. It's about getting the future out of your head and get it laid out in front of you, like a strategy. But there's a little caveat to this strategy. And there's a muscle that you need to build. And the little caveat is, none of this will work unless you have a certain kind of relationship to that fucking calendar of yours. You see, I know you. I know that you might put something in the calendar. Oh, yeah, it's Sunday at 2. I'm going to handle one of these items that Gary's talking about. I've got an easy thing on there. I've got a doable thing on there. And I've got my fucking don't want to do thing on there. Yeah. And then on Sunday, you know, you went out on Saturday night. You had a nice time out with friends, a couple of drinks, maybe a few more after that. Came home, went to bed, woke up next day. Little groggy, not bad. Little tired. Kids were doing their fucking thing. Like, oh, okay. And then you took a look at that phone when it said, hey, we're here. That future that you created 2 weeks ago, it's time to fulfill on that future. And you're thinking, I'm not fucking feeling it, Mr. Calendar. So you know what I'll do? I'll just take this item and I'll postpone this to next Sunday when, you know, I'll just feel a bit better. It's just a bit much. I had a, you know, a bit of a night last night and there's other things I could be doing today. And I did promise the kids that I would take them out and No! No. That's what you always do. You put your feelings first. In fact, putting your feelings first is what got you into this fucking mess. So then what's the alternative? The alternative is you honor the calendar. You honor the spirit with which you put that item in there in the first place. You honor the future that you created last week or 2 weeks or however many weeks ago. You honor the spirit of that. Because whatever that was that had you take that on, whatever little possibility you saw in your mind's eye, if you're not careful, you will extinguish that. But, you know, if you think about it, it's not just about fucking clearing out those drawers and reorganizing the closet or whatever the fuck you're going to do. This is about how you sell out on yourself and sell out on your future and sell out on what's possible for a feeling. The world is not going to line up and give you the life you're after. It's a constant interruption. You're interrupting yourself. You're interrupting your typical patterns, or as I like to say, you guys know this, for fuck's sake, I've got a giant neon sign above my head here at Unfuck Nation headquarters. It says, interrupt the drift. What is the drift? The drift of you and your bullshit. So whatever possibility you saw when you made that little list, whatever possibility you saw when you paired up the easy to do and the doable and the don't want to do, I'm going to just put them all again. I'm going to put them in that calendar. This is your moment. This is the hour of reckoning where you have to honor what? The calendar. You honor the fucking calendar, my friend, because the calendar tells you no lies. Calendar doesn't care how you feel. Calendar is no concern for what you did last night. The calendar is flat and it tells the truth. And the calendar says, it's 2 o'clock. Let's fucking go. So you know what? Let's fucking go. I'll see you on the flip side.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.